This is Out and About on WCBU Peoria Public Radio. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Joining me in the studio today is Beth Johnson from the Peoria Historical Society. She's here to tell me more about the Peoria History Tours offered throughout the summer through October. Beth, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you for having me. I'm pleased to be here.
Well, I'm so excited for us to have some time to talk about these tours. You have such a potpourri of offerings for history buffs, but also just for Peoria lovers who want to know a little bit more about their community.
Absolutely. We offer 8 different tours, and each month we rotate the tours, so it's not the same throughout the season.
We hear certain terms associated with Peoria, like Whiskey City. Everyone knows that Whiskey City is associated with Peoria, but most people don't know the history behind that term. And you actually offer a tour that talks just about that.
Exactly. We explain how it was that we came to become a brewing and distilling center. And there were actually sort of a number of geographical factors as well as people factors, not the least of which was that we had a large number of German immigrants who knew how to brew beer, and we had Irish and Scottish immigrants who knew about distilling. So, yeah, that tour is very, very interesting.
And it's so neat to see how history comes full circle. Now we're seeing more and more microbreweries and craft breweries that are popping up here in Peoria once again.
I know, it's wonderful.
So along that same thread, you also have the Haunted Peoria Tour. And we know a lot of people have heard about the hospital, the haunted stories that go with that. But tell us a little bit about what you'll learn on this tour.
The Haunted Peoria Tour is one of our very most popular tours. There are ghosts. Bradley University has a number of ghosts. Pattengill Moran House has a number of ghosts. The Prairie State Building has ghosts. There are really ghosts kind of from one and spirits and sightings from one end of the city to the other, ranging from Native Americans to more contemporary people. Sometimes the ghost manifests itself through a smell. There's a home on High Street that has a scent of lavender. Sometimes it's a sighting. There have been sightings of an old porter at the train station downtown, sightings along the river where the Columbia went down, sightings of the old Julia Bell Swain. There is a woman, they think it was Julia herself, walking the deck of an antiquated steamboat. People love that tour.
And Beth, for people who've never been on one of these tours before, just walk us through the logistics. Are you on a bus together? How does this happen?
Okay, so you purchase your tickets through the PHS Facebook page or by calling the office or going into the office. It's 622 Southwest Washington. And we have 2 locations we use as takeoff points. Our Friday tours take off from Exhibit A Gallery in Peoria Heights at 4607 Prospect. And our Saturday tours take off from the front of the Caterpillar Visitor Center. So we use, we're very lucky to partner with the Agency on Aging to utilize their 20-passenger air-conditioned bus with large windows. It's just a very nice, comfortable bus, which also features a wheelchair lift should someone need that. And the guide generally, I think, stands at the front. They have a microphone, and they can point out all the highlights. Sometimes we will stop and pause to take a look at a certain structure. Other times we'll just kind of do a rolling tour. We don't get out except for the last tour of the month when we do.
And you're ever increasing your tour offerings. I understand you have a new tour this season entitled Notable Peoria Women.
That came out because a local senior assisted living facility called and said, "Say, do you have a tour about women in Peoria?" I said, "No, but we sure can put one together." And so I did, with the help of another guide. And Notable Peoria Women focuses on 24 Peoria women, 3 of whom are in the National Women's Hall of Fame. We are really blessed with a long history of can-do women who have stepped out of their normal boundaries to do unexpected things and to accomplish wonderful things for the city and for the country as far as that goes.
We should mention that these tours do take place every weekend through the end of October, correct?
Correct. Every Friday and every Saturday from now until the end of October.
And also that some tours do have the tendency to sell out, I understand, yes?
Absolutely. Our Haunted Peoria tours, which run twice a week on Saturdays in October, are already almost sold out. So it's likely we will be adding 4 to 5 extra tours, but those too will probably get sold out quickly. So I guess my advice to those who are interested is don't delay, call and make your reservations and so that you won't miss out on an opportunity to see something fascinating.
When people go on these tours for the first time, what tends to be their reaction?
Guests who do not live in Peoria are quite amazed at the history that we have. And I would have to say that people who have grown up in Peoria also come away, I believe, with a renewed sense of pride in where they live. I am not a native Peorian. I've lived here a long time. But I have a huge amount of pride in Peoria for the history that we have. So I think that's a key point.
So, Beth, at the base of all these tours are the stories that we tell ourselves and each other about our community. Why is it so important to keep those stories alive, and how does that contribute to our community's identity?
I think having a strong sense of history of the place where you live builds pride in the place where you live. And it also, I think, gives you a sense of dedication to your community and a belief that we will go on, we will succeed. We have had up and down periods in the past, and that we should persevere and keep going. I think it's incredibly important to preserve historical stories for all of those reasons.
I've been talking with Beth Johnson about Peoria History Tours offered through the Peoria Historical Society. You can connect with them on Facebook to learn more about available tour dates and this unique opportunity to dive into Peoria's past. Thank you so much, Beth.
Thanks for having me.
And the SS American takes to sea this weekend with ArcLight Theater's production of Anything Goes. Featuring the classic Cole Porter hits It's Da Lovely, I Get a Kick Out of You, and All Through the Night, the show will have performances tonight, Saturday, and Sunday at Illini Bluffs High School Auditorium. For more information on this and all weekend arts events, visit artspartners.net. Out and About is a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.